The love of God. Oftentimes when we think about God's love, we think about sacrifice, providence, protection, security, long-suffering, the giver of peace, the healer, etc. What about God is just, or in particular, God the corrector? God's love is also manifested in providing disciplinary measures for the people of God. While God's discipline is not pleasant, the end result is confirming. God says, "Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty." Also God says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Because God is sovereign, God can use anybody or anything to bring about correction to God's people. Even our enemies are used as God's chastening rod. Our Heavenly Father knows just the right dosage of correction to bring about the desired change in God's people. However, under the auspices of the love of God, free will comes into play when our enemies take it upon themselves to go beyond the limits for which God intended to bring about correction. One such enemy was the Chaldeans. They were the elite ruling class of the Neo-Babylonian Empire. God said to them, "I was angry with my people. I profaned my heritage and gave them into your hand. You did not show mercy to them. On the aged, you made your yoke very heavy." In essence, God was saying to them that they did not come to power by themselves, but only by God's divine permission. In your pride, you have overstepped your bounds, and thus my judgment against you is imminent. The love of God is stern yet merciful, uncompromising yet compassionate. As parents, leaders, and people of authority, we must constantly seek God in assisting us in providing a healthy dosage of disciplinary action. Too much leads to more rebellion, and too little leads to false peace and happiness. God says, "For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." The leaders were treating the nation's sin lightly. They would dress or band-aid the wound, assuming the injury was not serious, when in fact it was terminal. If the leaders were making proper use of the word of God, God's people would be restored to good health. God says, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?" Not only did the love of God provide correction and restoration to a backslidden Judah, but the love of God provided a plan of correction and reconciliation for the sins of the whole world. The love of God was ultimately expressed in the Son of God. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." As children of God, we are approved of God. When God sees us, God does not see our sin, but rather the blood of Jesus the Christ. Jesus is the love of God, who died in our stead and paid the price that we should have paid. Jesus is the love of God because when sin weighed us down and death was imminent, our trust in his death, burial, and resurrection broke the power of sin and provided a way for God's people to live a resurrected life. I remember the hymn writer saying, "Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me." Jesus is the love of God, the one who is the master of the sea. He heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I.